Since most of us were either trained in traditional selling methods or have had little or no sales training at all, the familiar is to sell features and benefits. An important rule in the Sandler system is stop selling features and benefits. You will quickly realize that selling features and benefits is hard work. There's a world of difference between feature and benefit selling and developing pain. I want you to go through an exercise with me, and you'll need a paper and pencil to complete it. Take out a piece of paper, draw a line vertically down the center. At the top of the left side, write the name of your firm or company. Down the left side of the paper, write the numbers 1, 2, and 3. At the top of the right side of that vertical line, write down the name of your largest competitor. Underneath that, write the numbers 1, 2, and 3. On your company's side, write down the top three benefits why people buy you, your product, or your service. For instance, you might write down next to number 1, increased profits. Number 2 might be maximize effectiveness or efficiency. And number 3 might be ease of use. Now, I have some good news, and I have some bad news for you. The bad news is that as of today, you're fired. The good news is your largest competitor has just hired you. It's your first day at work for your new boss. Go back to the right side of the page you're working on, and in the section where you wrote your largest competitor's name, write down what you're going to be telling your customers now that you work for a new employer. What are the top three benefits of your new product or service, and why should they buy from you and your new company? What you will find is you are probably having a difficult time distinguishing between what you would have written down yesterday with your old company and what you're writing down today at your new company. It's the same benefits, the same features. You should realize your prospect probably hears at least 10 people saying the same thing day in and day out about your product or your service. The prospect has heard everything you're going to say. So what makes you different? All you've really done by changing companies is to change the company name embossed on your business card. What you're also learning is that increased profits, maximized efficiency, and ease of use are intellectual benefits. In order to stand out from the crowd, you must attach emotional elements to those features and benefits, and you'll have the basis for what we at Sandler call pain. All people resist being sold. Let me illustrate what it might sound like if a salesperson were selling you using only features and benefits. Let's pretend you're at home right now. It's early evening, you've just finished dinner, the telephone rings, and a telemarketer is on the line. The product the telemarketer is attempting to sell you is new tires. Mr. Car Owner, this is Jim Hill from the Slippery Tire Company. I'm calling you tonight to let you know we have created a brand new tire that has the most exciting features and benefits in years. They're wider. They have a 1.5-inch groove, so all the water is funneled away from the tire. No more hydroplaning. They're also steel-belted. They're black with white radials. You'll never, ever see the white fading on your tires again. I've got another exciting benefit for you tonight. If you buy 3 tires, you get the 4th one free. And by the way, did I tell you that if you buy tonight, I'll also mount them for free? And this is a one-time offer. When can you come into the station, Mr. Car Owner? Well, how many times have you received a call similar to this one? Could have been baby pictures or gold coins. Could you feel yourself resisting even as you listen to this recording?